From high finance to heartfelt regrets, Jane Ann Gardier tells about her remarkable career, her family and a new arrival which is bringing her back to her beloved Norfolk.
Dame Jane Ann Gardier has run a bank, reached the top of the nation's financial industry and been appointed to a Bank of England committee overseeing the UK economy. It's a glittering career and I was expecting someone formidable. But my first and lasting impressions were of someone fun, friendly and endearingly open. The rain is relentless as we speak, and the first thing she wants to tell me about is a picture of a sheepdog on social media staring out at the weather and deciding to work from home. Later, when I mention I've spoken to her, it turns out that several friends have known her during the decades she's lived and worked in Norfolk, and are fans. As a woman at the top of the financial industry, she's already vanishingly rare. As a top banker who is spoken of with admiration and warmth, well, that's unusual. Although she's not living in Norfolk at the moment, it is so much her home that she's set up a new business here. It's based in a small office on Norwich's Prince of Wales Road, and for it she's given up for now the chance to help run the Bank of England as part of its Financial Policy Committee, overseeing the safety of the nation's financial system and monitoring issues that might threaten the economy, and also a post as UK CEO of an American software company. It's not for the first time she's scaled the heights of her industry, only to choose to return to something smaller, but which she is passionate about. Right now, it is Snoop, a startup app designed to help people spend and save wisely. More than a decade ago, it was Virgin Money. Not that Virgin was a tiny startup, but it was small compared to the then mighty Royal Bank of Scotland. When Richard Branson asked me to go back to Virgin Money, I wasn't really enjoying the RBS culture, said Jane Ann, with some understatement, as she was working with Fred Goodwin, whose knighthood was famously annulled after his part in the 2008 financial crisis. She moved back to Norfolk to become CEO and steered it through the financial crisis, its acquisition of parts of bailed-out Northern Rock from the government, a stock market listing and eventual sale to the Clydesdale Bank. When Virgin was sold, Jane Ann was appointed to the Bank of England committee, but said, "It was quite clear that my passion in life was Snoop. It was unfortunate that that meant the Bank of England had to fall away for now." Jane Ann has loved Norfolk since moving here with her parents as a teenager. They lived near Diss, and her first job was a year ahead of her history degree in the Norwich Unemployment Benefit Office. At university, she met her husband, Ashok, and when she returned to Norfolk to work during the holidays, he came too. He should have had an arranged marriage. Our plan to avoid that was not to go back to where his parents were. He moved in with my mum and dad, said Jane Ann. Ashok worked in Norwich while Jane Ann finished her degree, and then she returned to train as an accountant. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I'm not aware of having any career aspirations as a child. We didn't know what the choices were. I didn't really matter what job I did. I just needed a job in Norwich, she said. A few years later, she joined Norwich Union and was soon part of a team working on a project which became Richard Branson's Virgin Direct. She thrived in the collaborative atmosphere. We all set up Virgin Direct from Disco House, which is what we call Discovery House, said Jane Ann. If she were starting out now, I don't know whether it would be Snoop, but I think, given everything I now know, I would definitely want to be an entrepreneur, she said. Working for Richard Branson was good in many ways, but even if you're CEO, you're not really your own boss. Having an idea and bringing it to life is success. Asked how she has been so successful, her reply is characteristically open. It depends what you mean by successful. I'm one of the last left standing. I've known people who don't fit in and say, I can't do this anymore. I kept on fighting, and I think it is a fight. I don't criticise people who give it up. You should be careful what you mean by success. I haven't spent enough time with my family. Perhaps the most difficult decision she ever made was going back to work after having her longed-for daughter. She and Ashok had tried for years for a baby, and Amy was born in 2002. Economically, it was easy, and emotionally, it was hard. said Jane Anne. When we looked at who was the breadwinner, it was me, and when we looked at who wanted to stay at home, it was me. She came to us very late, and there is only her. If I had my time again, I would start much earlier and have many more babies. She's been frank about her experience of depression too, beginning her book, The Virgin Banker, with the aim of writing about building a business, but finding herself revealing her longing for a child, the IVF attempts, and the depression which hit after the birth, and then again as her job became wildly stressful. She's compared depression to being attacked by the dementors of the Harry Potter books. Today, she is acutely aware of the need for a good work-life balance and the importance of building exercise, free and family time into every day. Being CEO of a listed bank is really full on, she said, recalling the early starts, the long days, followed by the dinners which seemed essential. You meet lots of interesting people and hear lots of interesting things, she explained. But it took a toll on Jane Anne. She said that while she believes banks and financial companies make efforts to be inclusive, it's not necessarily enough. I absolutely think they are good at being inclusive, but they're actually saying, come and behave like I do. Come into our group and operate in our way, then you'll be loved and supported. For a woman to be heard, you have to be assertive, more assertive than a man. And men don't like it when you are and accuse you of being difficult. It's been really hard for me, and is really hard for lots of women and other diverse groups. In 2015, she was asked by the then Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, to look into why more women didn't progress as leaders in the financial sector. She's proud of the work, which became the Women in Finance Charter, but is unlikely to be followed into banking by her own daughter. I think it's fair to say she doesn't want to be a banker, said Jane Anne. She wants to make a difference, a positive difference. I don't think she's up for making the sacrifices I made. There is plenty more Jane Anne is proud of, including starting a bank from scratch. I'm super proud that we were able to run a good bank, she said, of Virgin Money. There's an economic principle that suggests everyone can be better off, and that is very much Jane Anne's type of business. Our real focus in the job was a kind of gentle capitalism. Business is not all about making money. It's also about looking after your customers and staff, doing something in the community. It doesn't mean you had better products or services, but you had all this very positive culture to try and do business better. And Snoop is a real continuation of that. People want to make a difference in the world, and I am determined to make a difference in Snoop. As well as being executive chair of Snoop, Jane Anne, who's 59 this month, also contributes to not-for-profit organisations, including the Tate Gallery, the Prince's Foundation, and Virgin Money Giving, and leads a treasury-backed initiative to boost diversity in financial services. It was from Norfolk that her glittering career was launched, and after living here for more than three decades, it made perfect sense that her latest project should be based here too. You've got brilliant people in Norwich, said Jane Anne. It might seem a low-key, small-scale enterprise compared with international banking and the national economy, but the intensely personal is where Jane Anne excels, as well as high finance, international economics and the rest. Snoop is a money-saving app put together by a small team of friends and colleagues. Most had been working at Virgin Money on an online banking project no longer needed when it was sold. We thought, let's not do a bank, let's try and do something even better, said Jane Anne. Testing began in January and there were soon 5,000 users. We knew we had something highly engaging and then lockdown came. And it was really those people who said it was the ideal time to launch when people were worried about finances, said Jane Anne. By April, they were adding 1,000 new customers a day. I think it's because it's so personalised, said Jane Anne. Users give Snoop access to their financial comings and goings, and the free app zips around and suggests ways of making savings, advising on better deals on anything from mortgages and energy bills to groceries and subscriptions. For more, see snoop.app.